to be kind to people takes strength. The ones who are mean and rude and cursing and screaming and users and abusers and overtalkers and you name it, you can put it on the list. The ones that are not kind are weak. They see your kindness as weakness, but actually to be kind, you have to be strong, because you know you're dealing with people who are nothing but sinners, hell-bound sinners, and you're being kind to the sinner, kind to the lost, kind to the Jezebel, kind to the Delilah, kind to the scorner, kind to the thief, kind to the evil person. So they don't deserve your kindness, but we didn't deserve God's kindness. So what's happening here? We got a situation where you got the sheep and the goats. The sheep are kind. The goats are not kind. They just want control. They want to manipulate. There's not a kind bone in their body. And then they see you as kind. They think it's naivety. They think you're naive. But you're not. You just overcame. You overcame the world system. They're still stuck in the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. It's not that you came, overcame it. It's Christ in you. That's why we preach Jesus and not ourselves. We only overcome because of Christ in us. And they think your kindness is weakness. Just like they hung Jesus on the cross. They're trying to hang you to the cross. Is the servant greater than the master? Nope. Same game.